ordain and establish this Constitution.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and since we don't have a scheduled guest, it's open lines, and we'd love to hear from you at 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255, but I thought maybe we'd talk this morning about what's happening on the financial market. And as you know, the market fell out of bed yesterday. But the markets are manipulated. They have the working group on financial matters established by Reagan, and they come in ordinarily and they manipulate the market because they're playing games with your mind. You know, the market is going up, why, most people are happy, and when the market is going down, why, then people get a little ill at ease. They don't want you ill at ease. Certainly you wouldn't want to, if you ran a stockyard and you're going to kill all these cattle, you wouldn't want them to know what was going to happen. You want to keep them fat and happy and well-fed until they take that last little walk down the walkway before, they, of course, they go to the butcher. And this is exactly what's happening today. You and I are simply expendable ants for the elite who rule the world. They think there are too many of us. We are a detriment to them. They have a plan. They want a one-world government with a one-world religion and a one-world leader under their control. And so one of the things that they have to do is destroy the integrity of this country. At this time in history, they've used our financial and military power in the past to establish the world empire. We have, as you know, troop stations in 130 to 140 different nations throughout the world. Why do we need troop stations in 130 to 140 nations to preserve us from and protect us from the wicked communists? Well, no, I guess it's not the communists we have. We're being protected from Osama bin Laden, because if we didn't have those troops in all those countries, Osama bin Laden might come out of his cave and take away our freedom. And that's why we need to monitor every American citizen and have dossiers on American citizens and listen to their telephone calls and read their emails and read their faxes, because if we weren't doing that, the wicked Osama bin Laden would take away our freedom. And the reason they hate us is because we're free. That's why they hate us. Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe this rhetoric? Well, the real goal, of course, is to destroy the infrastructure, financial infrastructure of America, to impoverish our people and emerge us into the world government. How do we know they want to impoverish our people? Because we've read the plan, and you can read it too. It's called the Earth Charter. You can Google it in. It was written by three of the most powerful men in the world, by Mikhail Gorbachev, who has always been a communist, and he is the favorite of certainly the ruling elite of the world. And if you've never seen the list of the people who attended the State of the World Forum that Gorbachev put on here in 1995, we'd be glad to provide you with the names. I mean, George Herbert Walker Bush was there, and all of the important people in the world were attending that meeting. Mabiki, who most people had never heard of at the time, Della died, but the leaders of the entire world were there paying homage to Gorbachev, who was one of the three authors of the Earth Charter, the other being a multi-billionaire affiliated with the Rockefellers named Marie Strong, and then, of course, Stephen Rockefeller, Professor Stephen Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller's son, and certainly part of the most wealthy family in the world. And if you really believe Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest people in the world, you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh too long. I mean, the Rockefellers financially control this country and one of the largest, which is two or three families in the world. There may be some others, the royalty of Great Britain, of certainly of Spain, of the Netherlands. Well, that's Royal Dutch Shell, you know, and the British Petroleum, that's largely or in large part the British royal family. And the royalty is there working with these people with great wealth and the bankers, but all under the guidance of the other dimension that really rules the world, the spiritual forces that rule the world. Well, anyway, of course, the real purpose is to impoverish the American people. And if you read point 10A of the Earth Charter, they talk about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Equitable distribution of wealth within the nation, that's what communism is about. What they mean is they're going to take your money, not their money. Remember, the rich will remain rich. We will have a series of mostly billionaires and multimillionaires in America. The middle class will be wiped out, and they will have a group of serfs who will serve the ruling elite, just as they have it in Mexico today. They had their communist revolution in the 1930s. And we carry a book called No God Next Door, showing how the whole Mexican Revolution was orchestrated from the United States and the Masons here and the other members of the elite to bring this sort of society to Mexico, starting in the 1930s, that they intend for the United States. Now, the other thing about point 10A of the Earth Charter is that there is to be equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. So they're going to transfer America's wealth to other nations, and that, of course, is why we're shipping our factories, why we're shipping our jobs overseas, and then why they're bringing people into the United States to compete with our own workers. The whole idea is, we can't find anybody to do these jobs in the United States, complicated engineering and other jobs having to do with the computer industry. Oh, no, that's not it. We've got lots of good, well-trained graduates of our better universities. It is simply that they're being laid off and they're being replaced by people from India who can speak the language. They're very bright. We're giving them the job to work for half the salary so we can grind down the salary of the American workers. Ladies and gentlemen, that is just the impoverished. We'll be right back. Give us a call. I want to know what you think.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
This is Michael Golden. In the last 3 years, I've released 3 Messianic Praise and Worship CDs, In His Hands, Holy Places, and Worship and Warfare. Lord has blessed and they have sold worldwide. They're now available through the Voice of Many Waters Ministry for only $15 each plus $2 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245 to place your order today. Shalom. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
This morning, 970-689-8255. But we notice that the stock market is not doing well. It didn't do well yesterday. It was down 91 points this morning. And whether they're going to let it fall, whether they're going to bring it back up again, only the elite, ruling elite, know. Through their working group on financial matters, called the Plunge Protection Team. That group that manipulates the stock market in violation of our laws, but they manipulate the commodity market. They rig our elections, sort of like that election in Ohio that gave the election to President Bush. We're in one precinct. There were 800 registered voters and 4,000 votes for George Bush. And the explanation, oh, well, the voting machine had a hiccup. That's why. And, of course, the election was rigged. Even John Kerry was in on it. He could have demanded a recount in Ohio. He had $15 million still in his election funds after the election. But, of course, being a member of the same secret society of George Bush, that Skull and Bones, a Luciferian organization, why, of course, John Kerry wasn't going to challenge his blood brother. And if you don't think these people worship Lucifer, you go to WilliamHKennedy.com, WilliamHKennedy.com website, and pull down the videos of the Skull and Bones initiation that somebody got risking their lives, and you'll see the members of the secret fraternity, one of the most powerful secret societies in America, kneeling before a replica of Lucifer. Well, that's how they get into the society. And that's who they really serve. They can talk about God, but remember, they just happen to worship a different God than you and I. Well, anyway, they've got us into a terrible, terrible situation economically. They know exactly what they're doing. They've made us subservient to communist China. And remember, of course, they're building up the economy of communist China by transferring literally hundreds of billions of dollars of your money and your wealth to communist China. And the miracle you see there is a result of loans from the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the East Asian Development Bank, American corporations, American banks. And the American government can always find a justification for transferring wealth or technology to communist China under one guise or another, whether it be our most sophisticated targeting technology for our intercontinental ballistic missiles, which was sent to communist China during the Clinton administration, supposedly for a couple of $100,000 in campaign contributions. Wouldn't that be a criminal activity? Well, it would be if it were an official policy of the ruling elite. Ambrose Evans Pritchard, who I happened to interview a number of times when he was stationed here in the United States. He works for the from the London Weekly Sunday Telegraph, and I found him to be a charming and a very, very astute individual. The story was that the Clinton administration told the employer to get him out of the United States. He was uncovering too many embarrassing facts about the Clinton administration and some of the murderous activities of carried out by the Clinton administration, the strange deaths of so many people, Ron Brown and Vince Foster and the man who ran Whitewater. Remember, they put him in prison when he agreed to turn state's evidence and testify against Bill Clinton. They left him in prison. They didn't try to protect him, and you'd never guess what happened to him. He died in prison, shortly after he agreed to tell everything and expose what was going on. So that was a terrible mistake. He should have just kept his mouth shut. He probably would be living at the Fairmont in San Francisco now if he had kept his mouth shut. Because Bill Clinton rewards his friends and punishes his enemies. Well, anyway, Mr. McDougal is very, very dead. McDougal's wife, got a pardon and all sorts of special favors because she kept her mouth shut. Anyway, Ambrose Evans Pritchard writes recently, he quotes a statement that was made to the Chinese Daily by a man named He Fan, H-E-F-A-N, an official of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, and he said this: China has accumulated a large sum of U.S. dollars, such a big sum, of which a considerable portion is in U.S. Treasury bonds, contributes a great deal to maintaining the position of the dollar as a reserve currency. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their dollar holdings, and China is unlikely to follow suit as long as the yuan's exchange rate is stable against the dollar. The Chinese central bank will be forced to sell dollars once the yuan appreciates dramatically, which might lead to a mass depreciation of the U.S. dollar. And what he is in essence is saying is, you force us to increase the value of the yuan so our goods aren't so competitive in your markets, and it could lead to a mass depreciation of the dollar. This is called the nuclear option. The finance chief of the Development Research Center in China, which has a cabinet rank, began to discuss what they refer to as the nuclear option. And, of course, they're not talking about nuclear bombs. They're talking about something far more deadly. A nuclear bomb would simply inflame the American people. A nuclear attack on our financial institutions would destroy America. And what Zinn said is, of course, China doesn't want any undesirable phenomenon in the global financial order. But, of course, they're talking about the fact that if we put pressure on them to try to get them to, you know, do what they should do and let their currency float in the international marketplace, of course, if it did, it would go up. And then the goods wouldn't be so competitive, and they wouldn't be accumulating these massive amounts of money. And they're holding somewhere in the neighborhood of $900 billion in dollars, and mostly in American government bonds. What do you think would happen if they dumped them all tomorrow? Well, the value of the dollar would just plummet, and just $900 billion on the flooding into our market. I mean, all the money in circulation in the United States is only about $600 billion, so, you know, or $650, somewhere in that area. It keeps going up rapidly, but, I mean, you double that, you know, overnight, why, you topple the dollar. Everything is artificial. We have nothing behind the dollar, behind our currency, and history records, as Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke and the elite know, that every fiat money system eventually implodes, and not only our system, but the whole world system is beginning to implode. Nations, other nations, China, Russia, certainly India, several of the otherwise nations, are forming something called sovereign wealth funds. Now, they may have had them in the past, but these are government investment corporations. Why? Because they're holding fabulous amounts of American dollars. We've been able to live very well by exporting our inflation to other countries. So we get their products and we give them worthless money. What happens when they want to do something with the worthless money? And that's what the sovereign wealth funds are. You want to unload all the dollars you're holding for something that has worth, that it is real wealth. Not a piece of paper isn't wealth. Real wealth is something tangible. And so the whole idea is these countries are then going to actually employ this corporation to invest for them. And where are they going to invest American dollars? Why, in America, of course. China recently bought a share of Blackstone Corporation, which is a major investment corporation here in the United States. Now, if China wanted to buy more American bonds, they wouldn't, of course, have bought a share in Blackstone. Anybody can buy bonds. You can buy bonds if you have the money. And so, obviously, they want to buy up our corporations, our government infrastructure, and many of our states are putting their infrastructure up for sale. New Jersey, as you've heard me say many times, has sold off the New Jersey Turnpike. Ohio sold off the Ohio Turnpike. These are public thoroughfares paid for, bought and paid for by the taxpayers out of the tax money, and the states, because of their financial insolvency, because of their irresponsibility, because legislators love to spend more money than they have, and if they don't have it, since they're not like the federal government that can print it, why they have to borrow it or sell something. And so they're selling off the infrastructure. Chicago, Illinois, sold off the Chicago Skyway. And all across America, other states are selling off their infrastructure, and they're becoming toll roads, so the money will go to whoever's bought them. Of course, as you know, the NAFTA highway, the NASCOM highway is going to be financed by the Spanish. Other countries are just so interested in buying up our infrastructure and buying up our corporations. 25% of our major corporations are foreign-owned today. And as I've said before, what could be more American than Westinghouse? It's like apple pie and motherhood, and only Westinghouse is not an American corporation anymore. It's a Japanese corporation. And, of course, they are simply buying up our major corporations. And with the almost a trillion dollars that China has, they could buy up a considerable part of our industrial base, probably a 10% or more. I think that somebody once estimated the value of all the stocks listed on the New York Stock Exchange was somewhere around $12 trillion. And so they could buy up, well, with almost $1 trillion, they could buy up almost 10% of another 10% of our companies with that amount of money. Of course, the Russians are holding large reserves thanks to our building up their economy and providing the money so they could drill their oil wells and gas wells and build their pipelines. And thanks to good old American taxpayer, we have built up the Russians so that they have the largest per capita reserves of any country in the world. And it's only happened in the last couple of years, as the whole move is to move the wealth away from America, transferring it to other countries. The plan, read it in the Earth Charter, equitable distribution of wealth between nations. Why should we have so much and they have so little? Don't you feel that you have an obligation to help people in other countries? Maybe you shouldn't have such a big house. Maybe you shouldn't have or own a house at all. Maybe you ought to move into some sort of a government-controlled house and simply rent, because you are selfish. You want to own your own home. And the purpose of the elite is equitable distribution of wealth between nations. It's all there. It's in the Earth Charter. This is the plan for the world. The scrolls upon which this plan is written are kept in the Ark of Hope, the Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant, because everything is a mirror image of God's plan. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. I'd like to know what you think about what's going on. Well, it was just this last week when one of France's largest banks suddenly shut down and temporarily, because they bought all these bonds. They've been speculating in American bonds, and some of them have collateralized debt obligations, and suddenly these bonds are not worth maybe only 30, 40 cents on the dollar. They don't know what their reserves are.
Destiny Lending. Can investment properties be profitable?
Yes. Today's rentals are cash flowing. Bank-owned properties are selling at 70% of value. With mortgage rates still at a 40-year low and little to no down payment needed, now is definitely the time to buy.
So call Angela Smith at Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. Call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our telephone number, 970-689-8255. We'd love to hear from you. 970-689-8255. And when we, Chris, put on a program like this, we depend on some of you to call in. But anyway, we were simply talking about this French bank. And just in the last few days, it suddenly announced that it's suspending repayments. In other words, you have money deposited in the bank, they won't let you take it out. Why? Right? Because they need all the money they can have to support their structure of their bank. Remember, banks have a fractional reserve banking system. They keep a certain amount of money and bonds and other securities on reserve, and then they can lend out 10, sometimes even 20 times, but usually 10 times what their reserves are. That's known as fractional reserve banking. Well, apparently this French bank has suddenly bought a lot of CDOs, collateralized debt obligations, bonds from the United States and perhaps from other countries, but primarily from the United States. These mortgage bonds look real good. They're going to have a good return on them. And then suddenly a lot of these CDOs, they find out, were based upon houses that were sold with nothing down and no payments for a while, or certainly the adjustable rate mortgages. So these bonds that they're holding may only be worth 70 cents on the dollar, 50 cents on the dollar, 40 cents on the dollar. They don't know what the reserves are, and so they have to suspend any redemption of people want to get their money out of the bank. Well, when people suddenly find that a bank won't give them their money back, that there's a panic and everybody wants to get their money out. You certainly don't mind if somebody else loses their money, but you don't want to lose your money. And so fear begins to permeate the French banking system, and that's just what's happened. The European Central Bank has done something that the ordinary circumstances they would never do, because they've been holding their inflation rate down fairly well. They released something like $100 billion. Don't hold me to it, but it's something in that neighborhood. Why? Suddenly, because they want to flood the whole market with liquidity, hoping, of course, that they'll be able to stave off a banking crisis. But this is highly inflationary. I mean, you put all that money into circulation, why, of course, then the prices of products go up. Because, remember, inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. Inflation has to do with increasing the money supply, which raises prices, and that's what you see are the rising prices. But you trace this by the money supply, not by what's happening to the prices. Because they can always juggle the figures as they do here in the United States. Here in the United States, current inflation is running at 11%. And they're simply lying to the American people, figuring that you're going to believe what they tell you rather than your lying eyes when you go to the grocery store, or when you go to the gas pump, or when you are purchasing your drugs at the local pharmacy. And they simply rig the figures so they can assure you that there is no significant inflation, or there's just a little significant inflation, whereas it's really running about 11%. And with considering the credit that they're creating to try to keep this house of cards from tumbling, why we're talking of 13 or 14% potentially, and certainly it'll be there next year, manifested in the prices rising. But we can't let the American people know that, because once they lose confidence in the economic system, why, they would demand that the people in the Federal Reserve System be arrested and tried for treason. Their job is to maintain the stability of our currency and full employment. Well, you can't maintain the stability of our currency and full employment. You've got to maintain the stability of our currency, and they refuse to do it. I mean, just as the European Central Bank yesterday released some $100 billion into the European market through various means, so before Y2K here in the United States, not knowing what was going to happen with the coming of the new millennium, the Fed put $75 billion money in circulation. Now, remember, the entire money in circulation is only $650, maybe $700 billion. I haven't looked at it recently, but and they put in $75 billion to stave off a possible crisis associated with Y2K. Well, that's what they did, and that's the only thing that these people can do now. I mean, if they raise the interest rates, what they can do, why, of course, they'll, which is what they should do, why, they'll stifle the economy. If they lower the interest rates to stimulate the economy, why, they will lose the dollar. The dollar has already lost over 30% of its value in relationship to other currencies in the last couple of years. And if you know the figure is 80. That is just about where the dollar is hovering now. If it breaks below 80 and stays there, it will certainly break the back of the dollar. Nations, other nations with large dollar holdings, will begin to dump their dollars on the world market, and of course that will have disastrous consequences here. What will the Federal Reserve do? Why, they'll do what they always do. Rather than act responsibly and raise interest rates and stifle the economy and preserve the dollar, why, they will simply increase the money supply. Ben Bernanke has already said that. He said, we're not going to have deflation. Why, if we had to, I mean, we can simply print all the money we want to and throw it out of helicopters. And that's why they refer to him as Helicopter Bernanke. He made that statement. We can print all the money we want to. We have a fiat system. We can print all the money we want to and throw it out of helicopters. And that'll keep the economy going. That's what they're doing over in Zimbabwe today. When I was in South Africa, lived there, why it took three American dollars to buy one Rhodesian dollar. Three American dollars bought you one Rhodesian dollar, and today 200,000 Zimbabwean dollars will buy you one American dollar. That's the end result of inflation. What do you think happened to the people living in Rhodesia, which was a country very much like the one that we live in today? What do you think happened to the pensions of the people there, the money they had in the bank, their certificates of deposit, their annuities, all redeemable in Rhodesian dollars and guaranteed by Henry Kissinger that he would maintain the stability of their nation? He promised the Rhodesian people that. And remember who the major advisor to our present president, George W. Bush, is, at least according to Bob Woodward in his recent book, Under Siege, why it's that same. Henry Kissinger, we have a caller. We'll be to him in a moment as soon as we get back here at the American Freedom Hour.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Many Christians have health problems that hinder their quality of life and their ministry. The Green Herb is offering you an opportunity to help these hurting Christians. You can have your own Green Herb home business for just $950. This includes inventory, training, samples, and everything you need to get started. This is not network marketing. It's a genuine opportunity to build a business. How do I know? Linda and I started in our home almost 15 years ago, and we would like to help you start your own herbal business. We are not looking for high-profile salespeople, just someone who loves the Lord and wants to help his people. For more information, call me, Tom Phillips, at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. I'm looking forward to your call, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Columbine Hearing Center understands your hearing, speaking, and listening problems. Call highly qualified, nationally certified audiologist Michelle Gross for your hearing test, hearing aid, and listening rehabilitation needs. With 25 years of experience, you will get accurate diagnosis and treatment, undivided attention, and service. Call 303-857-6688 for a personal hands-on evaluation. Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. Financing, Medicaid, and Medicare available.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
That would happen. So I had that specified. And
American Freedom Network. The market opened down 91 this morning. It's 100, down 185 at the present time. The latest report now, Donald Trump is being interviewed on the radio, television. He says this is a wonderful time. He's going to make some wonderful deals. And, of course, somebody like Trump would. He'll be able to go out and borrow money and pick up the businesses, the apartment houses, and the property that other people are forced to sell because they can't borrow the money to meet their debt obligations. If you look out the window, you'll see the vultures circling above, waiting to pounce on people who are unfortunate enough to have extended themselves and got themselves into debt. This is a terrible time for the American people. Now, it may be that at the end of the day, the plunge protection team will come in and jack the market up, but it's down 185 right now and falling. Remember, it's all manipulated, that the ultimate goal, the impoverishment of the American people, and if you don't have a copy of the Earth Charter, get it off the internet and read it and understand how the economics overlaps the spiritual. If you can't get one, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927 and we'll send you a free copy. Or it is included in my sustainable development syllabus. What you really need, of course, is our financial tsunami syllabus and my talk on the financial tsunami to understand what's going on. Our little pamphlet, The History of Money, compilation of five newsletters. It's all up on the internet, but you need to get the financial tsunami syllabus and talk, and you need to watch it three or four times, and you need to make your preparations now. Don't put it off. We've got Phil calling. Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hi. How's everything going?
Oh, pretty good. Hey, I wanted to make a comment on something that I'd read, I don't know, a year or so back, that, you know, during Roosevelt's time, they had the gold confiscation, and they would put some kind of federal officer or whatever he was in the banks, and if you went into your safety deposit box, why, he would be there, and if there was any silver or gold in there, they would let you take papers out, but they would confiscate the silver and gold.
You're right. In fact, my understanding is many of the safe deposit boxes were actually opened,
right.
And they actually took those things out. They even took out watches and things like that, and they just kept them. They took them 50 years before they returned any of those things.
Well, what I was going to say then is they did that. Is I had read on the internet, and this must have went through very quietly. I never heard anything about this in the mainstream media. Was in about, I'm going to say, I think it was around 2002. Maybe it was in Bush's first term that Bush signed back into law, and I don't know what this thing, the law is called or anything, to where the government can now do the same thing again, that it is legal for them to confiscate a private individual's silver and gold, and I was told not to keep anything like that in a safety deposit box in a bank. And I asked the people at my local bank about that, you know, the bank tellers, and they said they, you know, they didn't know anything about it. They probably really don't. It's probably above them, but they didn't know anything about that. But that the government has the legal authority in a, you know, whatever crisis time or whatever they want to do, to where they can actually go back and do that now, and I'm going to hang up, and I just wanted to see if you had heard of that.
No, I really haven't, but why don't you try to track it down? I would love to see if there is really a regulation. I have no question they can do it. They can do whatever they want to because they're above the law. That is the tragedy. I mean, the people in the elite who control both political bodies, they don't worry about laws. I mean, they've been tapping our telephones and reading our faxes, you know, for 20 or 30 years in violation of the law. I mean, do you realize that we have over 7 million Americans in prison, probation and parole, and many of them are government employees who try to get the truth out? This is a tragedy.
I'll see if I can dig something up on that, and if I can verify that, I'll let you know, but that's been about a year ago I had heard about that, and it's you know, it's one of those things, everybody's kind of mum, and I'm sure the people at the bottom level that work in the bank may not know about this, but if I can find something out about that, that this is in fact true, I'll let you know.
Well, I really would appreciate it, would like to know, but I will warn people, be very careful of your safety deposit boxes. And I'll never forget when we had friends living in Portugal after the communist takeover there in the, oh, I guess it was the early 1980s, late 1970s, or early 1980s, but no, I guess it was actually the mid-1970s. And there, where you went in your safety deposit box, they had a government agent to come in and take your silver and gold. So all of these tyrants want to take away your wealth. Thanks so much for calling. And again, our number, 970-689-8255. People say it couldn't happen here. Ladies and gentlemen, it could happen here, and if God is just, he is going to bring his judgment on the American people because of what we've done with the freedom he gave us, what we've done to allow our government to oppress people throughout the world. Half the world lives on less than $2 a day per person in perpetual poverty, without health care, without any of the normal amenities. And it is because of the American Empire. And if you haven't read the book, The Secret History of the American Empire by John Perkins, which we carry, or Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins, which we carry, or our four-tape set entitled Economic Hitman, my interviews with John Perkins.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m. followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can get more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so come join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
I need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-financed, and if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand right now the Federal Reserve this morning pouring out more money, releasing more money. Look out the window. You may see the helicopter flying overhead, dumping out piles of money. That's what Burdock, he said, if we get into trouble, why, we'll just turn on the printing presses and throw them on the other helicopters. And this morning, the Federal Reserve is releasing large sums of money to try to keep this from falling apart, but in the process, the inflation, the increase in the money supply, is destroying the value of everything you hold. And believe me, other countries are going to be watching what's happening here, and it may very well be that they'll start dumping their dollars as well. Well, please, ladies and gentlemen, if you have not read all my or heard my talk on Financial Tsunami, you need to get it, and you need to get the syllabus with it at a reduced price, and it's got important information. When you read it, you'll understand why they've stopped publishing M3. And, of course, the real inflation rate is well over 11% now, but they can't tell you that. They simply lie. They lie about everything. And, of course, remember, the war in the Middle East is a great diversion to keep our attention focused there while we lose our freedom here at home. If you have not yet got my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or seen the DVD, you need to get it. And then, of course, we have the book or the DVD. We have the Forbidden Secret, the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. It comes with a syllabus. You get the two together at a reduced rate. For those of you who missed my talk in Colorado, it's available now in DVD form. It's called War, the Untold Story. And it's very, very similar to my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story. If you do get the syllabus, I suggest you get the, if you do get the DVD, I suggest you get the syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story, with it. It will help you to have all the documentation on the subjects we speak of, and, of course, you'll get a reduced rate. So that's War, the Untold Story. And, of course, it goes into not only the war in Iraq, but all of the wars of the last century. Every one of them was contrived. And, ladies and gentlemen, all during the Second World War, when our boys were dying in Europe and in the South Pacific, we were helping to fund the Germans. We were, trading with the Germans. Our major corporations were providing the tanks and the trucks built by Adolf Hitler that were used to kill American soldiers. And, of course, as far as Japan was concerned, they were trying to surrender for 6 months. We wouldn't let them surrender. And you'll see the clipping there I got from the Chicago Tribune that tells you exactly that story. Well, we can't let the American people realize that the wars are all as phony as a $3 bill. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Get the Earth Shatter. Pray for America. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.